Good evening, everyone.
大家晚上好。
It's good to see you again.
很高兴再次见到大家。
Before we start, let's have a word of prayer.
我们还没开始以前，让我们一起祷告。
Our Heavenly Father,
我们在天上的父。
We pray and ask that you will meet with us tonight.
我们祈求你与我们今晚同在。
May you cleanse us from all our sins.
愿主你洁净我们一切的罪。
May you fill us with thy Holy Spirit.
愿主你以圣灵充满我们。
That he may be our teacher and our guide.
愿他成为我们的教师和我们的引导。
Help us to understand your word.
帮助我们来明白你的话。
And help us to obey your word.
帮助我们来遵守你的话。
May you help me, hide me behind the cross.
愿主你帮我们将我们放在十字架的背后。
That God, all glory and honor be given to you.
愿一切的荣耀和尊贵都归在你的名下。
Bless us this hour.
祝福我们以下时间。
We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name.
我们感谢赞美你，祷告奉主耶稣圣名，阿门。
Amen. Let us turn to Haggai chapter 1.
我们一起打开哈该书第一章。
I want to encourage you to put God first.
我要勉励大家以神为首位。
And not to forget His house.
也不可忘记神的家。
Who is Haggai?
哈该是谁呢？
He's a post-exilic prophet who ministered to those in Jerusalem for 3 months.
他是在被掳后的先知，就是在耶路撒冷服侍3个月。
His message is one of encouragement and comfort.
他的信息是一个鼓励和一个安慰。
I'll give you the background.
我给你他的背景。
In 538 BC,
在主前538年
，King Cyrus granted permission to the exiled Jews to go back to Jerusalem.
就是波斯王古列他是容许这个犹大被掳的犹太人呢回耶路撒冷。
About 50,000 Jews went back to Jerusalem.
大约有50,000的这个犹太人回去。
But many stayed back in Babylon.
但是也有许多的留在巴比伦那了。
Those who returned were led by 2 persons.
那些回去耶路撒冷的有2个领袖。
Zerubbabel, who was from the royal line of King David.
而这个就是所罗巴伯，就是大卫的后裔。
Then you have a high priest called Joshua.
就是有大祭司约书亚。
Their primary interest was a spiritual one, to build the temple of Jehovah.
他们最主要的目的就是要来重建耶和华的圣殿。
In this undertaking, they meet with many obstacles.
在这样的负担之下，他们面对许多的拦阻。
The temple sites in Jerusalem have been in ruins for 70 years.
而这个耶路撒冷这个圣殿呢的工地呢，已经荒废了许多年，70年。
There was no walled buildings. There were scant resources.
他们没有这个城墙，没有这个建筑物。
And the Samaritans there opposed them.
而有撒玛利亚人在那里来与他们作对。
And personally, they also made many sacrifices.
而他们个人来说，有做出了许多的牺牲。
They had to leave their comfort zone.
他们要离开他们的安全窝。
They have to forsake their loved ones.
他们要离开他们的所亲爱的人。
They have to leave whatever they have in Babylon.
他们要离开他们在巴比伦所想的这个荣华富贵。
To travel from Babylon to Jerusalem, they have to undertake a very arduous journey.
他们从巴比伦到耶路撒冷的路程呢，有许多的危险。
They also face an uncertain future.
他们要面对的是不确定的未来。
They also have to face a hostile Samaritans.
也要面对当地人的撒玛利亚人的这些敌意。
My question to you.
我的问题对你是。
If you are living then, what choice would you have made?
假如你是活在那个时候，你会有什么选择呢？
Would you stay in comfortable Babylon, or will you undertake to go to Jerusalem, uncertain of your future?
你是否是留在这安逸的巴比伦，还是会离开到耶路撒冷那无不知处确定的未来呢？
Those who return to Jerusalem, they had a higher purpose.
那些回到耶路撒冷的，他们有更高的目的。
Their dream was to reestablish the royal kingdom which God had promised them to their forefathers.
他们的理想就是要重建上帝借着他们祖先所应许的这个尊贵的这个国度。
They had hoped that the dream would become a reality.
他们希望他们的理想会成为事实。
However, just like many dreams, theirs evaporated when they faced strong opposition from the Samaritans.
然而，正如许多的人的梦想一样，他们面对强大的反对撒玛利亚人的反对的时候，他们的梦想成为这个慢慢消失。
The realization that the task was very great.
他们就发现到要面对的一个工作是相当的大。
When King Cyrus died, he was replaced by King Darius, and what happened was their royal subsidies diminished.
而当这个古列王去世，而由大力物王接任的时候，他们的这个那种的要复国的那种感情呢消失了。
So they didn't have much money.
他们没有很多的金钱。
So eventually they stopped building after 2 years.
他们过了2年之后就停止建这个圣殿。
For the next 14 years, there was no further activity.
在接下来的14年里面，他们并没有做什么。
Meanwhile, other concerns took over.
而接下来有其他的担忧来了。
Concerns mainly for survival.
这些担忧呢，主要的就是要生存。
Food, clothing, diseases, starvation, savings, etc.
就是包括他们的食物、衣服、干旱、疾病，还有饥饿，还有他们的这些储蓄都用了。
These priorities overtook the hopes of rebuilding, which essentially collapsed.
而这些担忧呢，就取代他们的对重建圣殿的这个盼望。
Some of them even asked, "Why did they go back to Jerusalem?"
而他们当中有一些还问，为什么他们要回到耶路撒冷呢？
They should have stayed in Babylon.
他们应该回留在巴比伦那。
Maybe they should make more money and become strong before they come and build the temple.
也许他们要准备更多的金钱，更富裕了之后才回来耶路撒冷。
But it has been so many years now, you know, and nothing has happened.
而在那里过了许多年，却没有成就任何的事。
I tell you this background to show you, to help you to understand the situation.
我将这个背景告诉你，来明白当时的这个情况。
When food is low,
当这个食物不够的时候
，When money is short,
而金钱缺乏
，When inflation is high,
当这个物价高上涨
，When crops fail,
当这个谷粮不出。
The people had reasoned that their survival is more important than looking to the rebuilding of God's temple.
而人呢，就开始有这个理由呢，就说他们的生存远比这个重建神的家更重要。
So if you look at verse 2,
所以我们就可以看哈该书第一章第二节那里说。
I ask Brother Job to read.
可以，我们看哈该书第一章第二节那里说。万军之耶和华如此说：这百姓说建造耶和华殿的时候尚未来到。
So the Lord sent his prophet to correct their wrong thinking.
而神呢，差遣他的仆人呢，他的先知来纠正他们错误的想法。
Verse 5 and verse 7 say, "Consider your ways."
第五到第七节说，你们要审查自己的行为。
Think.
要省察。
Is your thinking correct?
你的思想是否正确？
The real problem is that your thinking has gone wrong.
而真正的问题是他们的思想观念错误了。
You wrongly concluded that you cannot build God's house because of high inflation and personal concerns.
而你的理由是不能够建重建神的家，是因为高物价或者是个人的担忧。
God's answer is that You are suffering because you failed to build God's house.
但是神的答案却是说，你的这个受苦是因为你没有来重建神的家。
He says, think, have you put God first?
所以我们来省察自己，我们是否以神为首位呢？
Consider what you have done or not done.
我们来省察自己所做的或者是所没有做的。
Then the Lord gave a very practical illustration.
然后神就给一个很实际的这个比较。
He says, compare your house with mine. Look at your own house.
然后神就说，你来以你的家还有我的家来比较，看看你自己的家吧。
You look at verse 4.
我们看第四节。第四节那里说，我们一起来读第四节，这殿仍然荒凉，你们自己还住天花板的房屋吗？
It says, you have very expensive houses.
你有很贵的这个房子。
You have wood paneling imported from Lebanon and costly fixtures.
你有这个从黎巴嫩入口的那个木来做这个建筑。
That's why inflation is up.
所以为什么这个的物价上涨？
God is not blessing your home, your career, nor your pockets.
神不会祝福你的工作还有你的这个口袋。
You look at verse 6.
我们看第六节一起来读。
The prophet is pleading, put God first.
而先知在要求说，以神为首。
Think about it.
让我们来思想。
Why is it that you are struggling in your life?
你在生命中为何在挣扎呢？
Why are you working so hard and yet so dissatisfied with the rewards?
为何你那么的劳苦工作却没有这个果效呢？
Where is your priority?
你的优先权在哪里呢？
What are you focusing on in this life?
你在这一生所专注的又是什么呢？
Could it be our sin of indifference, neglect, or rebellion towards God?
是否是我们这种冷漠的罪，或者是我们忽视神的罪，或者是我们背逆神的罪呢？
Are there some misplaced priorities that we have to put right in order to receive God's blessing?
或者我们有一些事情应该把神放在优先权，然后呢，我们才会领受到神的祝福呢？
Think about it. Did you put God first?
我们来思想，我们是否以神为先呢？
What's the lesson for us?
这个对我们的功课又是什么呢？
Like the Jews, are you presently struggling in your career, family, and personal life?
是不是像犹太人那样，你现在正在面对工作、家庭还有个人生活的挣扎呢？
Could it be that your priorities are not right?
是否你的优先权有错误呢？
Instead of trusting God and putting God first, you are doing it the other way around.
而你是否有以神为先来信靠神以神为先呢？或者你是做相反的呢？
Everything is first and God last.
你是以其他的东西为先，而神是最后的。
You may be thinking career first.
你也许想工作为先，
Children first,
孩子为先，
Study first,
功课为先，
Beauty first,
你的美容外貌为先，
Health first,
或者你的健康为先，
Property first,
或者你的产业为先，
Promotion first,
或者你的升级为先。
And when I have time left over, then I will seek God and serve Him.
或者说我有剩下的时间我才来寻求神。
Is this your attitude?
这是否是我的态度呢？
If this is so, then let us hear the warning of God given through Haggai.
只要这是真的话，我们来看神给这个哈该的这个警告又是什么呢？
You look at verse 10 and 11.
我们一起来看第十节和第十一节，我们一起读。
God has withheld his material blessing because of their sin of neglect.
神主止住他对我们物质上的祝福，是因为我们的这个罪的这个忽略的罪。
Have you served him in the home, school, community, or church?
你是否在家中、学校或者是社会团或者是在教会里面服侍神呢？
What is your excuse?
你的理由是什么？借口是什么呢？
No time.
没时间。
No money.
没金钱。
No talent.
没才干。
No energy.
没能力。
No interest.
没兴趣。
No priority.
没有优先权呢？
Here is a warning to us.
这就是对我们的警告。
Let us not put ourselves in a similar situation like the Jews, where God has to take away everything before they wake up spiritually to recognize that they have been selfish, negligent, and sinful because of their misplaced priorities.
让我们不要落在同样的境况，就好像犹太人那样，他们让就是因为他们以其他的这个东西为先，所以呢，就神就拿去他们的这些属灵上和物质上的这个祝福。
How did the people respond?
而人民如何来回应神呢？
Thankfully, they obeyed and did fear God. They put God first.
而他们感谢神，就是他们顺从了神，并且敬畏神。
You read verse 12 and 13.
我们看第十二节和十三节，一起读。那时，撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯和约沙达的儿子大祭司约书亚并剩下的百姓都听从耶和华他们神的话，和先知哈该奉耶和华他们神差来所说的话，百姓也在耶和华面前存敬畏的心。耶和华的使者哈该奉耶和华差遣对百姓说，耶和华说，我与你们同在。
I want you to notice the wonderful promise of God.
我要你注意的就是神应许的美妙的应许。
He says, "I am with you," saith the Lord.
就是耶和华说，我与你们同在。
God is with us.
神与我们同在。
When we obey God to put God first and not forget His house, we have this assurance that God will be with us.
当我们愿意以神为先，没有忘记他的家，我们就很有这个确据，神与我们同在。
He promised to be with us wherever we go in and in whatever we do.
他应许我们，无论我们往哪里去，无论我们做什么，都与我们同在。
He will give us His help, His peace, His wisdom, and His blessing.And God keeps His promise.
而神的应许，他会保守他的，成就他的应许，就是赐给我们他的帮助、他的平安、他的智慧，还有他的祝福。
Let us continue the account of Haggai.
让我们继续思想哈该的这个事。
About 27 days after building the temple, starting to build the temple.
大概他们27天过了，他们开始建圣殿的时候。
The Jews encountered a problem with morale.
而这个犹太人他们面对这个士气的问题。
There were young people and there were old people.
有年老的，也有年轻人年轻人。
The older people had seen the glorious temple of Solomon, felt that their effort was futile.
而这些年老的人曾经见过所罗门那荣耀的这个圣殿的时候，觉得他们的努力好像是没有什么作用。
What they are able to build will not be anything like the previous glorious temple.
他们所做重建的圣殿肯定不会比这个以前过去荣耀的圣殿更好。
They started to complain.
他们开始埋怨。
They started to belittle their effort, and this had a devastating effect on the morale.
他们就开始小看他们的所做的努力，而这就成为他们打击他们士气低落的这个原因。
This unreasonable expectation undermined the work.
而这样没有这个这个没有不实际的这个期望，就打击了他们的这个工作。
You look at chapter 2, verse 3.
我们看第二章第三节。我们一起来看第二章第三节，我们一起来读。
Here is the Lord's encouragement.
而在这里就是神的勉励。
Do not despise small things.
不要小看小的事情。
It is not size that matters.
而大小并不重要。
The real issue is whether God is in the project or not.
而重要的一点就是神是否在我们的服事当中呢？
Remember what Jesus said in Matthew.
我们记得耶稣在马太福音所说，
If you have done anything, even the smallest thing as giving a cup of drink to the little ones, you have done it to him.
而耶稣说，不论你做什么事，就算是最小的事，把一杯凉水给弟兄中最小的喝，你就是坐在主的身上。
In Corinthians, Paul stated that any work done for the Lord is never in vain.
而在哥林多书那里说，我们为主所做的一切事，在主里面不是虚空的。
I know that many of you have different gifts.
我相信我们当中有不同的看法。
Some of you can sing.
我们有的可以唱。
Some of you can play the piano.
有的人可以弹钢琴。
Someone can distribute pamphlets.
有的人可以发这个传单。
Some of you can read very well.
有的人可以读得很好。
There is something you can do for the Lord.
你有一些事情是可以为主而做的。
Anything that is done for the Lord will be blessed by the Lord.
一切为主所做的都为主所祝福。
Let us see the encouragement from the Lord.
让我们来看主所给的勉励。
We read from verse 4 to verse 5.
我们一起来读第二章四节到二章五节。耶和华说：“所罗巴伯啊，虽然如此，你当刚强。约沙达的儿子大祭司约书亚啊，你也当刚强。这地的百姓，你们都当刚强做工，因为我与你们同在。这是万军之耶和华说的。”则是照着你们出埃及，我与你们立约的话，那时我的灵住在你们中间，你们不要惧怕。
Three times he said, "Be strong, for I am with you."
神在这段经文里面讲了三次，你当刚强。
For I am with you.
因为我与你同在。
What greater assurance do we need to complete God's work?
我们还需要什么更大的确据来成就神的功呢？
The Lord reminds us that He is a covenant-keeping God.
神再次提醒我们，他是守约信实的神。
He will empower us by His Spirit.
还要赐他的圣灵加给我们力量。
Do not be afraid, be strong.
不要惧怕，我们应当刚强。
Continue to serve the Lord.
继续的来服侍神。
No matter how small the task, He will bless it.
不管那工作有多小，他仍旧会祝福的。
What about the future?
那么未来又如何呢？
God tells us that He is going to shake nature and the nations.
神告诉我们，他要震动天与地。
Look at verse 6 to verse 9.
我们一起来读第六。节到二章六节到二章九节，万军之耶和华如此说：过不多时，我必再一次震动天地、沧海和旱地，我必震动万国，万国的珍宝都必运来，我就使这殿满了荣耀。这是万军之耶和华说的。万军之耶和华说：银子是我的。金子也是我的，这殿后来的荣耀必大过先前的荣耀，在这地方我必赐平安，这是万军之耶和华说的。
Where do we see this shaking of God today?
我们今天如何看见神震动天地呢？
The world is shaken by the rapid rise of the Ebola epidemic in Africa.
而我们看见这个世界受到这个从非洲那里传来伊波拉病毒的这个消息。
To date, there are more than 4,000 people who have died in Africa.
而现在有超过4000人呢死于这个伊波拉病毒。
It is now found in America as well as in Spain.
这不单是现在也在美洲和这个西班牙那里被发现。
The WHO predicted that the UK will also be affected soon.
而这个世界卫生组织也预告说，英国和欧洲国家也很快就会被感染。
Recently, the whole world was shaken by the freak accidents of plane crashes and missing airplane.
而最近这个世界也被这个击落的飞机还有消失的飞机所震撼。
Then you have the volcanic eruptions, the tsunamis, and the meltdown of the nuclear plants.
而我们也看到这个火山爆发，还有海啸，还有这个核发电厂的这个故障。
Lately, we were shaken by the sudden appearance of the Islamic State.
而我们最近也受到这个伊斯兰国的这个出现的震撼。
They propagate their religion through extreme cruelty and evil.
他们用很邪恶、残暴的力量来传扬他的宗教。
They behead innocent people who refuse to bow to their faith.
他们把那些无辜的百姓拒绝来相信他们信仰的来砍头。
They commit mass rapes of women.
他们犯下这个强暴妇女的这个罪。
Then there is a massacre of innocent villages.
并且在这个村庄里面进行大屠杀。
Then they publicize their atrocities via the internet and mass media.
他们还无羞耻的在这个网络还有各个媒体上播放他们的这些罪行。
All these incidents send a very clear message to us.
这些都告诉我们一个很清楚的信息。
Man is lost without God.
人若是没有神，是失丧的。
Man is helpless without God.
而人没有神是无助的。
Man is totally depraved without God.
而人没有神是完全的堕落的。
He is evil and he is wicked without God.
若是没有神，人是邪恶败坏的。
Without God, man becomes an animal. Man becomes an animal.
人若不没有神的话，就比禽兽不如。
There can be no peace or prosperity or blessing without the presence of God.
而没有神的同在，不可能有这个平安，或者是亨通，或者是祝福。
God promised that when He has shaken all the nations, then the desire of all nations will come.
而神应许他会震撼这个列国，并且呢，使到列国呢，他会来到耶稣基督那。
This desire of all nations refers to Jesus Christ, who will come to establish His glorious future kingdom.
而这个列国的盼望呢，就是讲的耶稣基督会来建立他未来的荣耀的国度。
Do you know that Jesus Christ is coming again?
你是否知道耶稣基督会再来呢？
When he establishes his kingdom, it will be the most glorious of all kingdoms.
当他来建立他的王国的时候，是比世界上任何的王国更加荣耀。
He is coming soon.
他很快就再来。
What's the lesson for us?
这个对我们的功课是什么呢？
Do not belittle the work that God has put your hands to do.
不要小看神所给予你所做的工作。
No matter how big or how small, every work done in this name will be blessed.
无论你所做的是大是小，每一样工作因着他做的都会得到祝福。
Do not fear, be strong.
不要害怕，要刚强。
Continue to put God first.
继续以神为先。
Serve Him.
服侍他。
The Lord is shaking the world presently.
而神在震撼这个世界。
And He's coming back soon to establish His kingdom.
他很快就会再来建立他的王国。
Let us go back to Haggai.
让我们回到哈该书。
After 2 months, another problem arose.
过了2个月，另外一个问题来了。
The rain they had they expected in October for their crops did not come.
他们在十月期望要下雨来降在他们的谷粮上，却没来。
Now is already December.
现今已经是十二月了。
So Haggai had a problem.
而哈该有一个问题。
Earlier he had told them that if they put God first by building the temple, God would bless them.
而之前他跟他们百姓说，若他们以神为先来重建神的殿，神必祝福他们。
In fact, they had done so.
而他们也已经做了。
But why has God not blessed them when they had obeyed?
而神为何没有祝福他们呢？因为他们已经顺从了神。
There is a reason why God did not respond.
这里有一个原因讲到为什么神没有回应他们。
If you read 11 to 14,
我们一起来看第二章十一到十四节，我来读。万军之耶和华如此说：你要向祭司问律法，说若有人用衣襟兜生肉，这衣襟挨着饼或汤或酒或油或别的食物，这便算为圣吗？祭司说不算为圣。哈该又说，若有人因摸死尸染了污秽，然后挨着这些物的那一样，这物算污秽吗？祭司说必算污秽。于是哈该说，耶和华说，这民这国在我面前也是如此，他们手下的各样工作都是如此，他们在坛上所献的也是如此。
Question number one，
第一个问题是，
When you put holy things and unholy things together， does the holiness pass over to the other？
当你把一个圣物和不圣的物放在一起，圣洁的物是否会把它的圣洁传给不圣洁的物呢？
The answer is no，
答案是不会。
Question two.
第二个问题，
If an unclean thing touches anything else, what happens?
假如一个不圣洁的物触碰到其他的物，会有什么事发生呢？
They all become unclean.
那全部都成为不圣。
What's the lesson here?
在这里的教训是什么呢？
God has not blessed the harvest because you are building a consecrated thing by unconsecrated people.
神的教训是，神不会祝福他们有丰收，是因为我们在建立一个圣洁的工作，而这个圣洁的工作却是由不圣洁的百姓所做的。
Dirty, defiled, and sinful people are building a holy building for worship.
而这个污秽、受玷污和罪恶的百姓在建筑一个圣殿来敬拜神。
What's the problem pointed out by Haggai?
而这个哈该所指的问题是什么呢？
He is saying you cannot build a holy temple if you are defiled.
假如你是被玷污的，你就不能够建圣殿。
You cannot build his temple if you are not living a pure and holy life.
你不能够建这个圣殿，假如你不是活在一个圣洁这个单纯的心，是生活在主的面前。
It is not what we do, but whether we are clean to do it.
这不是在于我们做了什么，而是在我们本身是否是洁净的来为神而做。
What's the lesson for us?
而这个教训对我们是什么呢？
We must get right with God before He can bless us.
我们必须与神和好，神才会祝福我们。
We must live holy and pure lives before Him.
我们必须在他的面前来过圣洁、纯净的生活。
Are we defiled?
我们是否是受玷污的呢？
We must get right with God before we can serve Him acceptably.
我们必须要与神和好，我们才能够，我们对神的服事才为神所悦纳。
When the people set their lives in order,
当百姓将他的生命活得有秩序的时候，
when they got right with God,
当他们与神和好，
the rain came.
那雨就来了。
So there are three problems that Haggai highlighted for us.
而这三个问题由哈该所提出的。
First is the misplaced priorities.
就是他们错误的优先权。
He says, "Put God first. Do not forget His church."
而我们要以神为先，不可忘记神的家。
wrong expectations.
错误的期望。
You belittle the efforts and you have fear in you.
而就小看了我们这些努力，并且也有惧怕。
Haggai says, nothing is too small if God is in it.
哈该说，在假如神在其中，没有一样事是微小的。
Every service to God is sacred worship.
我们对神所做的一切就是一个尊贵的这个敬拜。
Then talks about personal defilement.
而个人的受到玷污。
It will separate us from God.
就会使我们与神远离。
Haggai says, get right with God.
而哈该要人与神和好。
Be holy and pure so that God will bless.
让我们成为圣洁和纯净，那么神才会祝福我们。
So the advice of God is this.
而神的勉励是。
Consider your way, think, think, think.
我们要省察自己的行为，不断地来反思思想。
Put God first.
我们要以神为先。
Do not belittle God's work.
不可小看神的工作。
Get right with God.
要与神和好。
And what's the promise of God?
而神的应许又是什么呢？
He says, I am with you.
他说，我与你们同在。
I keep my promise.
我成就我的应许。
I want to bless you.
我要祝福你。
Where do I say this? Where do I say this?
我怎么说这些话呢？
If you look at the verses,
我们来看这段经文。
Look at verse 18 to 19.
在第十八和十九节，我们一起来读。
So the Lord says, you have laid the foundation, very good.
而我们所做的，神会留下这个，根基。
He says, look, your seeds are still in the barn. Seeds.
就是那个，种子还在这个园里。
Now, there are no plantation yet.No plantation, no trees, no fruit trees, nothing yet.
在那里，它里没有任何的树。
But God gives a promise.
但是神赐这个应许。
The last part of verse 19.
这最后一个句话。
It says, "From this day, I will bless you."
他说，从今日起，我必赐福于你们。
Nothing has happened yet.
还没有发生。
The seeds are still in the barn.
它的种子还在仓里。
Not planted yet.
还没有种下来。
No trees are growing.
没有树长起。
No fruits.
没有果子。
But God says, I will bless you.
但是神说，从今天起，我会赐福于你们。
Does God tell lies? Does he tell lies?
神不是否说谎呢？
Will God lie to you?
神是否会对你说谎呢？
Will he promise something and not do?
神是否应许一些话而不成就呢？
Our God is a powerful God.
我们的神是有能力的神。
He does miracles.
他也施行神迹。
What he has promised, he will do.
他所应许的，他必成就。
You look at this wonderful thing, he says that, you know, look at verse 23. He says, Zerubbabel, my servant, he says, I have chosen thee. Verse 23.
在第二十三节说，我仆人所罗巴伯啊，到那日我必以你为印，我已经拣选了你。
If you are a son of God, because God has chosen us.
你若是神的儿女，是因为神已经拣选了你们。
You are someone special to him.
你就是在神是看为特别的。
What he has promised, he will do.
神所应许的他必成就。
So if you put God first,
假如你以神为先，
you get right with God, get right with God,
你假如能够做他所要吩咐的，
and you, if you serve him,
假如你来寻求他，你与神和好，你来寻求他，
God will bless you,
神就会来祝福你。
I will end with asking Brother Job to read Matthew chapter 6 verse 33.
我要以这段经节来结束我今天的这个正道。在马太福音第六章三十三节说，你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
What God promised, he will do.
神所应许的他必成就。
You must come and believe him.
我们来要有信靠他的心。
I just want to have a short message to those who are still not believers.
我要对那些还没有信靠主的有一段话。
Jesus Christ is coming again.
耶稣基督会再来。
Between his first coming and his second coming is the period of grace.
在他第一次来和第二次再来的时候，这段时间是恩典的时期。
This is the time God offers us His love.
这段时间就是神来赐下他的爱给我们。
As many as receive Him, to then give Him power to become the sons of God.
叫一切信他的都成为他的儿女。
You must come and believe.
你必须来相信他。
If you do not believe, then you are lost.
假如你不来相信他，你就是失丧的。
When he comes again, he will be judging all of us.
当他再来的时候，他会来审判。
And the judgment will be whether you believe or you do not believe in Jesus Christ.
他的审判就是你是否相信，或者是你不相信耶稣基督。
If you believe, you will be with him in heaven.
假如你相信，你会在天上。
If you do not believe, then you will go to hell.
假如你不相信的话，就会灭亡在地狱里。
And this is the righteous judgment of God.
而就是神的这个审判。
So I urge you, come and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
我劝勉大家，还没有相信的人来信靠耶稣基督。
You can escape the judgment of God by coming to trust in Jesus Christ.
你可以逃脱这个罪的这个刑罚。因着你相信耶稣基督的缘故，
I hope you make the right choice.
我希望你能够做出正确的选择。
I'll ask Brother Job to close us in prayer.
我们一起来向神祷告。亲爱的天父，我们感谢你这段时间我们一同的有时间来思想你的话，也谢谢你借着你的仆人沈长老所传讲的，帮助我们能够来再次反思我们与上帝的关系，我们是否以神为先，我们也是否与神和好，我们也是否有一个圣洁的生命在神的面前。我们求你怜悯我们，赦免我们，也帮助我们由你那里来的爱来爱你，来为你而活，来看见你在我们生命中那美好的恩典与带领，也帮助我们能够来带领其他还没有认识你的人也能够来归向你，因着我们对主的爱和对人的爱来显明耶稣基督的爱。我们求你继续的与我们同在，继续的带领我们。我们如此祷告，是奉靠耶稣基督宝贵圣名，阿门。